This is Dr. Robert Abley shining a spotlight on freedom, which you can also find on my website, spotlightonfreedom.com. Cornel West, the philosopher from Princeton, said it best. I will vote for Obama on November 4th and then be his harshest critic on November 5th. I will follow that line of reasoning. First, these commentaries have previously made references to Obama's deep corporate connections. His votes on the bailout, opposition to single-payer health care, increase of the military budget, and opposition to significant minimum wage increases are all in line with his corporate sponsors, from whom he has taken millions of dollars in campaign contributions. If that is not enough, consider his main economic advisors, Penny Pritzker and Robert Rubin. Pritzker was deeply involved in the fraudulent lending schemes that led to the home foreclosure crisis we now face. The bank she owned and operated, Superior Bank, engaged in deceptive and faulty lending practices, contributing to the crisis. When federal regulators closed the bank in 2002, Pritzker and her husband had already made millions from it. After threats to take them to court, the Pritzkers agreed to pay the government $460 million. Robert Rubin, for his part, was Treasury Secretary under President Clinton and a fervent supporter of banking and market deregulation, including Clinton's ultimate repealing of the Glass-Steagall Act, which paved the way for the crisis we are now experiencing. Next, let us briefly examine his appointment of Rahm Israel Emanuel as his chief of staff. Emanuel is a right-wing Democrat, a former Clinton official, who was and is a rabid militaristic supporter of Israel's oppression of the Palestinians. He is also quite adept at raising special interest money. Add to this Obama's voting record on Israel. For example, while Israel was engaged in an all-out assault of the civilian population in Lebanon during the summer of 2006, Obama voted in favor of a Senate resolution expressing, quote, steadfast support for the State of Israel, unquote. When coupled with his fawning speech earlier this year to AIPAC, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, one can see that not only will there be no change from the Bush Mideast policy, but Obama may well be to the right of Bush on the Palestinian question. This leads to the next issue. Don't expect a withdrawal of American forces from Iraq under an Obama administration. Obama's call for a residual force to remain in Iraq leaves him with the political wiggle room necessary to keep troops there indefinitely. Obama himself said that we have to keep, quote, logistical and intelligence support in Iraq, in addition to providing training for Iraqi military, in addition to keeping a counterterrorism strike force there, in addition to protecting our diplomatic forces, our civilians, and our embassy there. These are all direct quotes from Obama himself, so don't expect us to suddenly back out of Iraq. So let's be clear about this before becoming too disappointed. Obama is no liberal and definitely not a revolutionary. While in some areas he might be better than Bush and McCain, it is dubious that his presidency is going to differ that much from the Bush policies, at least when it comes to economic and foreign policy. We might expect more of him in other areas, but given the people with whom he has already surrounded himself, progressives should be prepared for further disappointments to come. Robert Abley, SpotlightOnFreedom.com.